City Council member Andy Bierman says the most overwhelming part of Sundance for most people is the traffic impact. He says the city is ready to take specific measures to address the problem.
The things we committed to do to move forward, we're going to meet with Sundance and the downtown merchants and maybe some of the major property owners and start working on whether we can add some stability over time in terms of making sure that Sundance and their sponsors have appropriate spaces. And then we also talked about what I will call aggressive traffic measures, perhaps something more like some sort of hybrid between what we did at the Olympics and Arts Festival, where we really try to keep all commercial traffic off our residential streets. Maybe we create a centralized area for taxis and shuttles and then have some sort of circulator and really try to manage the vehicles better, because we think that's what's overwhelming the festival more than anything.
Council wants more detailed written agreements and earlier notice when Sundance sponsors need public display spaces. Some merchants on Lower Main Street this year were taken by surprise when the Acura sponsor shut down the street for setup and teardown of their exhibit.
A conversation with Sundance, including a number of folks from their LA board, and they came in and they said, can we work on a long-term plan? Maybe we secure some spaces for long-term for our sponsors so we know that's in place. We don't have to do any last-minute audibles like they did on Lower Main, and maybe that's a way that they can manage the affiliated marketers. If they take the spaces, then there's going to be no pressure to rent those to other parties. And I just ask that we continue that conversation, and maybe the city can ask as a facilitator. It always gets dangerous if we overly meddle in the free market, but we can certainly sit down with all the parties and separate the fact from fiction in terms of what the rents are, what spaces are really available, and see if we can't come up with a better situation.
Transportation Planning Manager Alfred Knotts presented an assessment of the major pitfalls experienced during the festival. He talked about expanding dedicated bus and high occupancy vehicle lanes. He even talked about doing a circulation study to implement one-way streets and to loop traffic in certain parts of town during Sundance. Bierman hopes to make it easier for residents and for those impacted neighborhoods in general.
Yeah, we know we have a problem and it's not going to get better. So you're going to see us experiment with some things, and I hope we have patience from the community as we try these. But the whole goal is to make for a better festival, and also not to totally impinge upon our residents of Old Town who got pretty beat up this year with all the traffic on residential streets.
I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.